Last month was 36 million.
That's ridiculous.
I know, it's scary. I don't like to think of it myself. And now you're saying it, I'm like, oh, wait, that's
so
quite a lot.
So it's constantly going up.
Yeah.
And what
really,
is
really
it
scary.
That you're doing to get all these views, to attract all this attention?
I don't really know. I think it's just, I don't know, being entertaining, being myself, just trying to have fun. And I think the more fun I have in my videos, the more fun people have watching them.
Now, this all started when you were around 15, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it
did. So where did it all come from?
I've, like, watched YouTube for years and years, like 8 years or something like that now. And I used to love the idea of getting to know somebody, like, via the internet and not knowing them in person in real life. And I thought one day, I was like, I'm going to try this out myself. Like, I want to give it a go and see what happens. And I made a video, and I remember it hitting, like, 10 views, and I was like, that doesn't matter if half of these are my mum and my dad and me. Like, that's fine. A couple of views is good. And then it just gradually grew and grew. And it's
just astonishing, isn't it, that you can create something that, you know, any television programme with millions of resources and production staff would be so pleased.
Yeah, it's quite scary.
So just tell us, give us a few examples of the kind of thing you've done.
Oh, I do quite a lot of things about myself. So sometimes I, like, film every day of my life at the moment. I'm uploading that the next day so you can see what I've done the day after I've done it, kind of thing, which is kind of cool. But main videos would be just like challenges that viewers submit, or if I'm traveling and going away with friends, I'll film myself going away with my friends and just having a bit of fun and just engaging with the audience.
So it's really you revealing your life to all these
there's quite a lot out there of my life, and I'm trying to think what isn't out there.
Are there bits that sometimes you think, actually, I'm not going to share this bit?
There's not. I got asked the other day in an interview, it's like, can you tell us something that you've never told anybody online? And I was like, I literally can't think of anything, which is scary, but I think it's good because then everything is out
there. You're completely open and honest.
Yeah.
Nothing is hidden.
No.
That is quite... and I suppose that this impacts on your family as well. So what do they make of all this?
Yeah, they absolutely... My mum just texted me a minute ago, like, imagine how much I've supported, loved you the whole time. No, they've been, like, really, really supportive the whole time, and they think it's, like, a really awesome journey, some cool, fun opportunities.
Does your mum make many appearances? Obviously?
She's been in a couple, actually, yeah. Thank she's you. Listening now.
So she's, what's your mum's name?
She loves it, Amanda.
So she's an internet sensation as well, by default.
I did a video of her recently, actually. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. She taught me how to cook pancakes.
Did she?
Yeah.
And these are the kind of things.
Yeah.
Isn't it lovely, actually, that when we're in this world of modern technology, it's the simple things like cooking pancakes that people want to watch.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's so down to earth. It's like, I'm just like anybody else. I think that's what the appeal is that I'm the same, equal to them, and they could be in the same opportunity and I could be watching them just like they're watching me. I think that's what they like.
Do you get people that really become obsessed with you because you're exposing so much of your life? I suppose they must really feel like they know you, even though they've never met you face to face.
In some ways, that's creepy if you think about it, but in some ways it's awesome because I'll bump into somebody in the street who watches my videos and they'll say, oh, hi, Effie, how are you doing? And then I walk away and my mum will be like, oh, how was that friend? And I'll be like, oh, no, it's a person watching my videos. And she'll be like, oh, so you didn't actually know them? I'll be like, no, they're just so casual and chill because they know.
Does that happen a lot then? So people just literally come up to you and say, Brighton, or they look at you quizzically and think, I know him.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of young people in Brighton, especially, that watch my videos, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's really nice.
And how did this then translate to becoming a book?
Yeah, so I got contacted by a book publisher and was like, let's make a cool book out of this. And I was like, oh, I don't like writing. I'm not into like English and all of that, like literature. But if we can do something fun. And then I came up with the idea of like making a journal or something where you can like store a memory or something, because the idea behind my channel is that I'm making so many memories online for other people to watch as well. And I thought, oh, why don't I do that into a book so they can make their own, like make their own memories. So it turned into some pointless journal, like a pointless book kind of thing. And then it's gradually just grown and grown from there. And I thought up all the pages and now it's out. It came out yesterday.
Do you ever get those that sort of, it becomes almost a bit too unwelcome? Do you ever get days where you just think, oh, I really can't be bothered? Because it does sound like it's become your absolute life, quite literally.
Yeah, no, it really, really is. Well, I film every day of my life as well, which means that it is literally my life. I actually love it. I wouldn't be doing it like when I started when I was 15. It's just from the fun from the beginning.
And it's interesting as well, because you talk about that business of sort of putting something online and then people looking at it and thinking they know you.
Yeah.
But you've obviously got your own group of friends from real life.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate between the two? Because sometimes, you know, that does get crossed, doesn't it? In that sometimes people almost live an internet world.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, no, sometimes I'll be hanging out with like a friend from college or school and they'll be like, oh, when you did this the other day, and I'll be like, well, how did you know I did that? I'll be like, oh, in your video. And I'll be like, oh, wait, sorry, that's weird. I didn't even think about you watching, like, a video that I've made. No, it's really, really cool.
You've got 1.5 million Twitter followers.
Yeah.
So if I tweet that you've been on the programme, will you retweet us and we might pick up one of those tweets?
Okay.
Brilliant. Right, I'm going to track you down after this. How do we find out more about the book, then?
So the book just went into stores yesterday. It's gone into Asda, Waterstones and WH Smiths in the UK. And, yeah, it's all just in there. I walked in there yesterday and there was like hundreds of copies in WH Smiths, and I was like opening the pages and signing them, so if people buy them there's like signatures in some of them, like secretly, which is a bit of fun.
So actually that will probably make it onto YouTube as well, the fact that you've been looking at your
own. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming to the studio this afternoon. Thank you.